This download is brought to you by
Cook and Bond.
Visit us online at www.cookandbomb.co.uk or chill.cream.org.
Liz.
Oh, God.
And we cross live now to Trafalgar Square. And so we wait with bated breath for the public reaffirmation of Prince Edward's relationship with Sophie Rees-Jones. Here in Trafalgar Square, on a giant revolving mattress, 50 feet above a huge crowd, throbbing like gorged soft tissues of a lustful maiden, he will feel her breasts and make an obvious groan, perhaps like somebody hinting clumsily at a rummage whilst watching television. The whole surmounted by an enormous neon sign saying Edward plus women equals regularly. The palace has, of course, made an enormous effort to keep this secret from the press.
Chris Morris, basically Steve Wright on a one-legged horse, vomiting spinach into a pram.
And in tonight's Flailing Giraffe, oral Prozac from Michael Alexander St. John, a kiddie's outing, but which celebrity is our kiddie outing? Feedback reports that prove that soliciting public opinion is the stupidest idea since Leon Britton wallpaper for children. The sock quiz. If you're under 10 and you can answer three simple questions with a sock in your mouth, book now on 071-637-4343. Peter Bainham tonight is checking out the late night haircuts. Plus, I've been getting my revenge on those tedious whelk brains who pounce on you as soon as you enter a clothes shop with,
"Can I help you, sir?"
With answers like, yes, you can actually help me. Yeah, some mornings I wake up as a five-year-old girl. Have you got anything that will fit me in both modes? Plus tonight, news. And the commuter who beat the strike by riding into London strapped to the back of an old woman.
That means we've done just under 40 miles in about 40 minutes. Not bad going, huh? The tough bit, the really tough bit, could be the next 5 or 6 miles through North London. Stop, start, into central London.
Plus, Prince Charles admits that he crashed his plane this morning to get publicity for his TV show tonight.
It's a gimmick.
And don't forget, by the way, that throughout tomorrow on 1FM, it's the 1FM Butcher Exchange. If you're unhappy with your local butcher, bring him along. You may find someone else that's just the right butcher for you. They'd be only too glad to swap. Swap points at all BBC local stations across the country. If you want to take part, just phone them up and say, "Hi, I want to swap my butcher. When should I come in?" That's call your own BBC local station to swap your butcher.
Price agent works in civil service. Sure, I'd be normal, but then it's just how I
Freud's left her guitar here. She'd do that because she'd tidy up. Throw in a better mood, I'd play it. It's just worse when the heat goes, your temper can come out. When the heat's on, it's too hot for your temper to come out. When it goes, it just all starts leaking out. To stay here and sound just like the Jam. Got it lined up. Okay. Okay, so Kitty's outing, three simple questions with a sock in your mouth. Kitty's outing? My arse. Sock quiz, three simple questions with a sock in your mouth. It's
the weather.
We got someone lined up? Okay, someone on the line soon. Sock quiz, line 7. Scott, hi.
Yeah.
You've been allowed to stay up?
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got a sock with you?
Yeah.
Rolled up and stuck in your mouth? Yeah, if you just bung it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Right, bite it right between your teeth?
Yeah.
And say, could you say bus for me?
Oh.
That's excellent. Now, I'm going to ask you 3 questions, get them right, and you get a prize.
Huh.
Okay, here's number 1. Give me another name for Father Christmas that is also the Spanish for saint.
Fine,
sorry. No, that's actually a sort of fizzy drink. Question number two, a scrawly mark that you write on a check when you sign your name.
Sticky fruit.
No, that's signing your name with a sticky fruit. And finally, complete the well-known expression, don't teach your grandmother to blank eggs. What's the blank? Don't teach your grandmother to blank eggs. That's it. Don't teach your grandmother to what?
Fucking.
Pardon?
Fucking.
I beg your pardon? To what eggs?
Fuck.
I do hope you get cured. Scott?
Yes?
You've won.
Thank you.
Excellent. You get a prize. So stick on the line and we'll take your address.
My address.
Hello?
Yeah, he's got the prize.
Oh, lovely. Was he having to talk all the time with the sock in his mouth?
That's right, yeah.
All right.
You heard him do that?
Yes, I did.
Lovely. And it came out fine.
Oh, good.
Could you put the sock in the mouth and tell me?
What now?
Yeah, you give me the answer as well, and then we'll send you another prize.
All right, okay.
Okay.
What, have I got to say the whole thing?
No, just don't teach your grandmother to blank eggs. What's the blank?
Fuck.
Thank you. Rocks off Rolling Stones, new Rolling Stones single, but don't know if you heard it, conclusive proof that Bill Wyman wrote all their songs. These are the only decent bits. Basically, the gob iron solos from Mick. That's it. You watch the way this thing will be hyped. They'll pluck out the latest hype trend in the rock world, and Keith Richards will be phoning up and going, "Yeah, man, you know, yeah, like, I shot Charlie, for Christ's sake, guns. What am I going to do?" And it's not that that's been jerking me off today. It's more than anything else. It's, you know, the cooling down of the weather just allows you your temper to breathe. When it's so hot, you can't actually express your anger. You just go around sort of feeling placidly angry, at least I do. But in a cooler day like today, it leaks out. And it leaked out today at a hi-fi shop, man, for no particular reason, apart from the fact he's one of these idiotic, sort of moustachioid, labelly incompetent, grey-faced hi-fi shop men who go, "Oh, yes, come in, sir. Yes, try our domestic ambient listening room. Yes, this Donald Fagen album will illustrate the dynamic capabilities of the equipment in your price range." I mean, I thought, no way, Donald Fagen. He played a bit of Donald Fagen. I thought, no, I don't want... I pulled out an Ice Cube record and I said, put that in. I thought, this will show him. Three cops get blown away. And all he can say is, look at me and go, "Oh, yes, Mr. Cuban is ill, produce signs which display the impeccable low-end frequency of these speakers." I mean, God, you know, this bloke, the three cops are being killed. And all he can talk about is the frequencies. I mean, I'm whiter than the ace of Tippex, right? But this guy makes me feel like a full-blown mother-freaking nigger brother. I mean, he sits there in Sutton with his wife and his moustache and his Bartok. I live in Compton, man. I mean, you know, I have the shit being beaten out of me by honky cops just because I put my foot down on the freeway. You know, if you blew this guy's stomach out, if you blew it out and it flew across the room and slid down the wall like a jellyfish, all he could do is look at you and say, "Ah, yes, these speakers are quite capable of handling the mid-range of that silence pistol. Yes, it's floor stand, you see." Just gonna work it out. Was pure bait, sad, wasn't it? Only way to work it out of the system is to go into clothes shops and be rude. You know how it is, you know, when you go into a shop, you're probably not really intending to buy something, but you only have to be in there for 0.3 nanoseconds, and somebody comes up to you and goes, "Excuse me, sir, can I help?" You know, as if you need any help looking at something. The only way to get your way back on these people is to actually spin it back at them. Which is what I did. I was testing out a piece of sort of surreptitious recording equipment, like this.
"One for you? Sorry? One for you? I'm not sure. I've got to get it for a cross-country wedding thing. I wonder if you had any suggestions. What about this? What's this?
Okay, well, this type of shirt, it's a dress shirt.
What? It's a shirt?
Dress shirt, yeah.
I don't want one of those.
What do you want, a top?
Something like a cross between a shirt and a shoe. Shoe.
What do you mean?
Like a shoe, made of leather.
Yeah. I can give you a top, but not out of leather or anything like that. Not what you're talking about.
Got any other suggestions?
Not really. I mean, if you're looking in men's world, not in the men's world.
Yeah, so you can't help.
No.
Yeah, and here's another one, right? So I went into the shop next door.
Sorry? Yeah, I've got to buy some clothes for a party for Friday night, and I've got to be really dressed to kill. You know? Kill. What are you wearing you're dressed to kill?
I don't know. Anything which looks good, really, isn't it?
Because it matters for the, if you spill something on it. Like if you can wash stuff out, yeah?
Yeah, that's what you are.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, the juices and, like, the fat is just, like, flying out of the stomach. How long a blade could you hide in here? 8 inches?
Yeah.
So you come straight out, you've just done it, and then you just run into a load of policemen or something, you know, you don't look too good, does it? Fat and stuff all down your trousers.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Just be careful.
Now, will that show up plasma?
Yeah, easy, damp
not. Okay, do you know if it's been tested on plasma?
No.
So I guess the answer will have to be no. Okay. All right, cheers.
I hate these people. I hate them. I hate them. I'll do some more next week. Okay, Peter Bennett's checking out the Late Night Haircuts next. Peter Benham checking out the late night haircuts tonight. Thanks very much for doing that, Peter. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I really like days like today when it's like, you know,
not
the sun's
you
out.
With the haircuts, I mean.
On the haircuts, I've been checking through.
Yeah, well, just let us know when you've actually got some answers.
Okay.
What are you smiling at?
just in a good mood.
What are you in a good mood for? What are you smiling like that for? It's a sort of surreptitious half smile.
Sorry. Yeah.
But a sorry isn't good enough. You probably sit there on public transport freaking people out with your half smile. Say, oh, look at me, I'm so inscrutable.
I don't know.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to get off with me?
No!
Well, what are you talking about then?
Well, I'm just
feeling
good.
Why is he wearing that shirt?
Who?
Through the glass, Ollie. Why has he got that Addy Hash t-shirt? Why'd you give that to him?
I didn't give it to him.
Yeah, you did. Obviously, you gave that to him. You think it's funny? What are you saying?
No, I don't. It's just a t-shirt.
You're saying Ollie's feet are high?
What?
Well, what are you on about? Why'd you give him that t-shirt? It's not funny.
Well, I didn't say it was funny. I don't find it particularly funny.
What is it for, though? What are you saying? He says it's like he smokes shoes through a cardboard tube with a rolled-up insole as a roach?
What?
Well, what is it, then?
Well, it's just some not very funny t-shirt that says Adihash. Like,
well, like how unfunny is it?
Well, I don't know. It's like saying something like, sort of, I don't know, like Slazenganja or something. I don't know. It's just some joke, you know.
Slazenganja?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're all like Puma crack cocaine.
Yeah, or re-block of hash. Re-block, you know.
Yeah, or Fred Perrowin. What are you laughing at?
Well, you made a joke.
No, I just didn't.
You did. You just made a joke.
Just get me a coffee.
Right, I'll get you a coffee.
Shut up and get me a coffee. It's a cappuccino. Make sure it's got espresso, not filter coffee. What are you doing? What's this? Do you want sugar?
Yeah.
Why don't you just ask me? Don't write a note.
You told me to shut up.
Well, shut up then. Why are you talking if I told you to shut up?
You said
but that was then, obviously, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between then and now?
Yes.
Is then now?
No.
Is now now?
Yes.
Well, soon it won't be, Peter. And then everything will be fine. It's just a case of relaxing, right? We've all been heated up over the last week. You just got to sit down, take a breath, and relax.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything will work out fine, okay?
Yep.
Jeez, people. Yeah, and then what happens? I then go and put the wrong version and don't put the radio edit on, so anybody thinking and complaining, please don't, we all make mistakes, right? I mean, it's like there's people who, this isn't a mistake, these people who get in your way when you're getting on the bus. You go on the bus, I travel on the bus every day to get to the tube station, right?
Yeah.
And about a quarter of a mile before the shop, people get up and they just block the way. Why are they getting up? Are they just worried that the bus driver's going to drive past the shop? What's wrong with these people?
What are you saying that they...
Well, I'm saying that they're getting up wrong.
They're getting
in my way.
Well, they're just getting off the bus, Chris.
No, they're not getting off the bus. They're getting in my way. And then it means I have to get off the bus, and I'm going to walk much faster than them. So I'm going to storm through them. And it wastes my time, these people getting in the way.
Well, where are you on the bus when this happens?
I'm right near the front.
Yeah, but you're worse than them, then. You're more paranoid than them.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you're...
Well, when you're on the bus, do you get up early?
Well, no, I'm sort of...
Well,
when
do you get up?
Well, I get up. I mean, if I'm on a bus, I might sort of get up by saying, oh, there's McDonald's, and another 50 yards to the bus stop.
You're saying that on a bus, every time you see McDonald's, you stand up.
I didn't say anything at all.
Yes, you did.
I just said when I get up...
What are you trying to do?
Well, you get like about 50 yards between bus stops, and you said...
50 yards between bus stops?
Well,
where have you
sometimes.
Come from? I've had this.
What?
I've had it.
No! Oh!
Well, please don't. I've had this. Come on. Bloody guitar. Get Newsbeat on the line. I'm not having Newsbeat at 9:30. Come on, we've got to get this right.
Chris.
Just shut up. We've got to get this. Can you get Newsbeat on the line? They there?
Hello, Newsbeat.
Hi, yeah, listen, no 9:30.
Yeah, sorry, who's this?
Yeah, it's not happening now. I'm in the cons and I'm just not opening the fader. I've had it.
Sorry, who are you?
Yeah, I'm straight on air now. I've had enough. There's going to be no jingle, and if they start speaking, the only person who'll hear them is them.
Sorry, who is this?
Yeah, I'm quite clear about that, and all I'm saying is that it's not happening. Zippo, it's off. Can you pass it on?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Hello, this is Ollie Jones, the producer. I'm afraid Chris Morris has gone a bit funny. He's not going to open the Newsbeat fader. Have you got that?
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay. I'd rather hear the news from a news agent. Can you get a news agent on the line or something? Anything than that. Those stiffos. Just get a news agent on the line, please. Yeah. Okay. I'll do it.
Hello,
7-11-1-4-3. Hello, yep. Can you help us out? I blew the news guy off the air. Couldn't stand the sight of him anymore, and we need the news now. Have you got any?
You mean newspaper?
Yeah, have you got some newspapers there?
Yeah.
What's the lead story, please?
You mean the one that is supposed to return last week?
Unless you've been breaking the law, that's not news.
I can't hear you properly.
Does anyone there know the news?
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hello, sir.
You read the news, yeah?
Yeah, who's speaking, please, sir?
It's Chris Morris from 1FM. Well,
right.
I just blew out the newsreader because I hated his ass, and I need some news now.
Which one you want, sir?
Well, doesn't matter. I guess the most important story will be reflected across the board in the papers. Can you let us know what it is?
Top story.
Please. Might help to abolish the conference element right now.
Okay, I can read here now Germany retaliates.
Now Germany retaliates?
Yes.
Is it a war of words or weapons?
No words.
Just words?
Yes, sir.
I suppose, thank God for that. Could you just tell us your prognosis for tomorrow?
Oh, I've got no idea.
I respect that lack of speculation on your part. I know many news organizations which would have not been able to resist the temptation to speculate on that particular story.
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you let me know what's going on around you for a local report? Live from the scene.
Well, we've got none in here, sir.
You've got a nun in there. What's she made of?
Sorry, I'm going to hang you, sir.
You're going to hang me? Do you agree with capital punishment, then?
Sorry, I'm serving, sir.
Oh, you're playing tennis?
No, I'm serving, sir.
Foot fault.
Please?
Thanks for that report. We'll hear from you at 10:30.
All right, thank you very much.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Isn't life great? I feel so fluffy and like a little girl. I love you.
I tell you what, Peter, those guys in hi-fi shops, aren't they great? They sit you down.
And they play stuff to you.
They give you a lot of care. They
and
play
coffee.
You proper music.
Yeah.
But they've got a good broad range of tastes.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great.
I love them.
You got any haircut stuff for us, Peter?
Yeah, I've been looking into Gloucester and across to Dorset, and there's nothing come up at the moment, but I'm going to keep you informed, and I hope to have something by the end of the show, mate.
Look forward to that, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers. I love your smile, by the way.
Thanks. Like yours.
That Adihash t-shirt you gave Ollie.
Fantastic.
I guess it's like it's slaughtered.
Do you want one?
I'd love one.
All right.
I love you, man.
Hey.
We'll be right back. this lovely note. What's it say?
Did you enjoy the coffee?
Yeah. And I do like sugar.
All right. Okay. Do you like the kiss at the bottom?
That's what it is.
Mm.
Yeah. Tell you what, next time on a bus, my day would be better if 400 people filed past me while I was standing by the door and all filed off in front of me and walked slowly along, filling their lungs with air and looking beatific.
If you were ever to get irritated slightly, I'd understand.
Hey, man, that's what we're about, you know.
It's understanding.
Always, yeah.
Simon Mayo, dressed as Felicity Kendrell, drowns himself in a dentist's aquarium.
I can't wait for the next record. I can't wait for the next record, but do you mind if I just pop in a feedback report?
No.
How do you feel about the recent rise of irresponsible saucepan behaviour?
I didn't really know about that.
Saucepan, did you say?
Some of them are quite heavy.
Yeah, especially the iron ones.
The iron ones.
The iron ones, yeah.
The iron ones.
Hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely the iron ones.
We wouldn't purchase the heavier gauge.
Because of the danger.
Yeah.
What, to you, would be irresponsibility around the area of a saucepan?
Well, the way you handle it, of course. I think they're very heavy, actually, aren't they? These iron, cast iron, if that's what the ones we're talking about. The old black pots like they used to use. Well,
and you shouldn't cast iron?
No.
At people?
No.
You've got to stack it, isn't it?
Height above the ground is important.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
What could be the worst thing you think that could happen in the house due to irresponsible saucepan behaviour?
Well, if I had a heavy one on a shelving system, now, it fell down, they'd do a bit of damage to one.
Do you think you'd ever get up again?
No.
No.
And what's the maximum height above the ground that these things should be stored at anyway?
Eye level.
What do you think about taking a leaf out of the catering industry's book and attaching a couple of helium balloons so that if it fell off the shelf, it would come down slowly?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
How many balloons would you recommend?
5.
Okay, if you were the guy that we bothered in a newsagent or a food shop the other day, then perhaps you could give us a call on your mobile phone and go and bother another one for us this evening. That would be great. That would be a really entertaining piece of radio. I'd love to hear that. That's the Alessi Brothers and Laura. You know when I'm doing feedback reports, sometimes I go like this. Like this.
What problems can it cause?
Fiddling with things.
Why are you talking strangely?
Okay, today's kiddies outing.
Today, I would like to out Peter Sissons. Mr. Sissons is a long-headed newsman and has been a practicing, overexcitable fan of Dorothy for as long as I've known him.
Thanks.
Saturday.
Oi! That's next week. So, kiddies outing. If you want your kid to take part, by the way, in next week's sock quiz, phone now 071-637 4343. This is Ben. The Capital Man, Paul Garner has called Paul back. He's the guy who we get to bother people in shops. Well, it's going to become a habit. We send him in now. We'll do that in 2 minutes. Hey, Paul, you at the counter?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you buying something?
Yeah, can I have this, please?
Hey?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're being served?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, well, when they give you the pennies, can you just say, can I have more nice pennies, please?
Okay, hang on. How much is that? Cheers.
More nice pennies.
Oh, hang on a sec.
Yeah?
Could you do something with that for me, please? Have you got a newer one than that?
More nice pennies, use the words.
A newer, nicer penny.
More nice pennies.
No, it's just that I read in the paper that... How old's that one? How old?
Ask him if that's his real hand he's giving you the money with.
1996. Is that the real hand?
Is that your real hand?
Shall I say again?
Is that your real hand you're giving me the money with?
Yeah, I know, but they're not all the same. That's the thing, you know. Some are worth more than others in the long run. Have you heard about that? apparently some are worth more, you know, if you take them back and polish them up and give them back to the bank.
I don't know.
This is okay. Yeah,
yeah. Tell him he's got a face like a planet.
Face like a
planet.
Planet. This coin apparently has got a face like a planet. I know, they're worth more, some of these.
Why?
Because of the colouring and the
I tell you what, just thank him. Thank him 10 times.
Sorry?
Thank him 10 times.
Okay, thanks a lot. Cheers. Thanks very much. Is this the one for me?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Thank you. Thanks very much. Four more. Thank you.
Paul.
Oh, my God.
Run.
I'm running, man. I'm out of here.
Okay, that was Beck, and that was Paul bothering a newsagent. Perhaps you can keep his number, and maybe we could do him next week. So, what have we got left? Well, we've got news, and we've got another feedback report, and we've probably got this. News follows shortly, but just the travel, in case you were wondering. A lot of the late night commuters, and indeed the early morning commuters, were helped today in the southern region by the rock guitar legend Jeff Beck, who'd set up his own transport service by putting his own private train on several of the branch lines down there. Amongst the celebrities who've been praising Jeff Beck's work is Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Slash, hi.
Hi.
You admire Jeff Beck. I don't know if you know, there were some train strikes here last week. He actually set up a private train service to bring commuters into town.
No, I didn't know that.
What do you make of that?
I think that's great. That's great. That's somebody that cares.
Would that be the sort of thing that you'd like to do?
Living in L.A., if there was any kind of a... But I wouldn't take it to the extent that I'd get is... Well, you know, the people who are commuting back and forth from work...
Yeah.
Yeah.
1FM News at 10 minutes to 10, and there's controversies this evening surrounding the latest NATO training exercise, as two parachute regiments have just admitted the latest exercise involving dropping the men in tins. In Operation Loudfall, all but three men in Tupara were seriously injured or killed. This follows previous failed experiments, such as dropping the men with pin chutes, the size and shape of a cigarette, and throwing them out of trains. It's Arrested Development and Phantom of My Youth. Still howling around these cans, aren't they? But they're probably mine. It's probably I'm just going deaf. You know, it all happens to us all. Most of these things are set up here. These amplifiers are set up like, you know, backline amps at the Reading Festival or something, or like it used to be in 1979 when I went there. And they blow your brains out. You know, Tommy Vance's ears are just made out of cabbage and lumps of... Jiman. Yeah, and he has it turned up to, you know, massively, has it turned up to Slash on his amplifier. But anyway, yeah, apologies for the howl around this evening. Just thought you might like to know some of the things which are happening around town and indeed around the country this weekend. Seconds away, by the way, from my man Sergeant Murphy, but just to let you know that the Newark Twilight Home will be holding its annual mouth decoration contest this year. That's on Sunday. Fondly remembered at last year's entrance, that's Mr. Brenforth's diorama of the Fire of London, Mrs. Eakin's remarkable Encyclopedia Britannica, and Mrs. Crape's beautiful Northumbrian Corrie Lake. Continuing the geographical theme, Mrs. Crape's entry this year is expected to be the Matterhorn, which, say the organisers, makes spectacular use of her new abscess. And don't forget that the family persecutions continue this weekend in Norfolk. If you're a Barker, then don't forget to be well out of King's Lynn by Friday at 6 p.m. Any remaining Barkers will be trussed and boiled in Pyrex tanks to the popular cry of "Boil, you buggering Barkers." This commemorates the famous blunderbuss rampage of Dominic Barker in 1847, in which 29 townsfolk were blown away in the Hop Wars. So this week I was skipping about in the street and I bumped into my man, Sergeant Murphy.
It's being described as a cloud of death, isn't it?
Yeah, Cameron balloons.
How's it taste like?
Oh, terrible. Like indelible butter.
Where were you at the time?
Hiding in a gentleman's loo.
Any word for the control tower?
Get lost.
What was a four-ton mammal doing up there in the first place?
I think he went by bus.
As its side split open on an impact, what came out?
Saliva, because people have been pissing out the window, you see.
And who's going to hose it down?
Oh, the Bosnian government.
The Dean of St. Paul's?
He's a nice chap. I knew his mother well. She died when she was 94 in the shade.
So in shillings?
12 pounds to a pound, yes.
And allowing for the nitrogen kernels?
16 pounds a pound. Take away, no half pounds given.
One day it'll just be flowers here, won't it?
One day it'll be all flowers, be daffodils, sweet daffodil mulligan.
And Barbara Streisand?
Oh, I can't stand that man. He's not married, you know.
And your conclusion?
Autobiography, yeah, by Charles Punk.
The marble statuettes are still standing in the hall.
The balls are plain to be seen.
My man, Sergeant Murphy. Don't forget the Radio 1 Butcher Exchange that starts tomorrow on 1FM. If you are unhappy with your local butcher, bring it along. You may find someone else who has just the right butcher for you. Any inquiries, phone your local BBC radio station and say, hi, I want to swap my butcher. They'll help you out. Thanks to Ollie, thanks to Peter Bainham. Thanks to everyone else, thanks to Paul Garner. It's just about it, just time for tonight's late headlines. An obstinate commuter stands for 3 days on broken escalator. New forehead hope for man crossed with flatworms. 1,200 more farmers bankrupt in We Forgot to Plant the Wheat Hell. Simon Weston wins Bill Bowman look-alike skipping race. And pious old lady killed by falling duck vulva.
This download is brought to you by Cook and Bomb. Visit us online at www.cookandbomb.co.uk or chill.cream.org.